Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. After the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jeffrey Zabar. Chiefhomeofficer.com is the website, gotwords.com, roadtripmojo.com. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the new normal slash new regular, depending on how you want to look at it, pivoting, shifting, whatever we're all having to do to make a change, to adjust to the change that we've been forced into. And, you know, Jeffrey, one of the things that I've been pointing out for a long time now is there's nothing new about change. A computer is just a fancy wheel. The issue that we've been dealing with now since you and I've known each other and before, but especially in the last 3 months, is not change. We're 21st century citizens. We deal with change. It's the velocity of the change. That's what's taken our breath away. And one of the things that if there's one, I've been trying to find the silver linings in all this. What could be the things that we could take away from this that would be good if you know, among all the bad. And that is that there's a whole generation of people out there in the workplace. And I'm talking, you know, people who are now just about middle-aged who've never been through something like this before. Right. And as bad as this has been, this is letting them know that, you know, the world can disrupt you and you have to learn how to pivot. You have to deal with these things. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And they can be man-made and they can be, you know, they can be just nature, you know, unleashing, or just nature, not unleashing. I don't want to give it any sort of purposeful intent, you know, nature being nature. Mm-hmm. So it can be a volcano blowing up in a market, in a location that totally changes, you know, sort of like a Mount St. Helens or something like that, or Pompeii, you know, thousands of years ago, where just nature goes about her way and we have to respond. Or it can be something like my family was down in South Florida during the Cuban Missile Crisis. You want to talk about an existential threat. My father had a bomb shelter installed, an underground bomb shelter installed in the home when that came along for fear of what they would have to do.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you pivot? How do you make the change? And how do you position yourself to be on the other side and be successful
and have a positive outcome? You, Jeff, keep your head about
right.
You. Not
when all others things, are losing there.
One of the things that I worry about is there's an amount of hysteria out there. There's a certain level of hysteria out there. This is planet Earth. This is how planet Earth is. I mean, ask Tyrannosaurus Rex, right? I mean, think about that.
Right.
That was their COVID. That was their COVID-19 64 million years ago, right? And so
right.
This is planet Earth. We're literally passengers on planet Earth, and we're not in control most of the time. We think we are. Isn't that another thing to kind of think about? You know, you think you're in control, and this is the reason why you've got to be able to shift. You've got to be able to pivot. And I also say you got to be prepare yourself for that old rainy day thing. What do you think?
Yeah, you absolutely have to be prepared. I mean, and one of the things is it really how you prepare. Look, and who could have prepared for this? I didn't have enough toilet paper when this all began. I had to run off to Walmart or Publix and stock
you're,
up.
You're
and,
the
you know,
one.
Meet the masses.
You're the one.
I'm the one. But in all honesty, it really comes down to how you respond, how your DNA or your character has been molded over your upbringing to respond. Some people are panickers. Some people are panic shoppers. Some people just say, gird your loins and mm-hmm. prepare for the worst and we'll make it through this. And I'd like to think that that's kind of how I am. I mean, this hasn't been, you know, Dawn of the Dead and Invasion of the Zombies. You know, I mean, this has just
right.
been, although depending on what you want to call a virus. But, you know, this has been something you take a modicum of responsible reactions If you need to wear a mask, you wear a mask. If you need to use hand sanitizer,
but see, Jeffrey, that's because you've been through a rodeo before. That's the thing. The thing that I was saying about the young people, they can now look back on this and say, when something like this happens again, a smaller or larger version of it, they can look back and say, okay, this isn't my first rodeo. I dealt with that. This is how I dealt with it. This was, and so my point is every time something like this happens, we learn more about ourselves, don't we?
Absolutely. And we become strong. Hopefully, we become stronger before it,
yeah,
for having been through it the first time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to see here. And as a business person, what are the lessons you learn? How has your resolve been fortified from having been through something where all your clients, I mean, I looked at my calendar, March and April, just a 5-6 week span, nothing, because everyone shut down. I had nothing going on. But here we are in, you know, June approaching July, approaching the back nine of 2020, and things are, you know, they're I don't want to say looking up, but they've there's been some recovery, you know, and so, but it, you know, you could have like gone into a closet or a cave and cried and you know, said, woe is me, or you say, how am I going to build, you know, upon this? And
Jeffrey,
I think that's
your
character we pull forward.
I need your websites one more time, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, and RoadTripMojo.com. Let's get on the road.
I encourage you folks to find out about Jeffrey. If everybody needs to put their words forward to help them with their business, and Jeffrey can help you with that. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim. Be safe out there.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And you had enough. Still gonna try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.